It is falling apart and they are just figuring it out. The word they, I'm going to define who they are today through a series of news stories. We have big news coming out of the stock market. As of right now, pretty much everything is falling. Bitcoin's falling, gold, silver, the Dow Jones. Everything is falling in value to the US dollar. And what's strong today? The US dollar. This is an excellent teaching point because during big days when stock markets crashed, the famous days, like the day that Lehman Brothers announced that it was closing its doors, that it had failed, the stock market was down 777 points or 7% on just that day alone. Everything was down but the dollar. It's what a lot of people don't understand or believe about economics. Yet there's a lot more people in the world that have zero clue what's going on, even people that think they're in the know. And let me give you an example, because we're going to talk about the GDP going down today. We're going to way below what analysts expected. It was still a positive number. We're also going to talk about the 10-year bond skyrocketing higher and its implications for housing. The housing market is completely imploding. But most people don't understand how crashes happen. They happen little by little by little, and then a point to when it hits the media at a certain pitch, at a certain frequency, the amount of times it's hitting the media, blasting people in the face, all of a sudden the mass is figured out, and that's when you see the infamous day. So it happens slowly, 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 and then all at once. The housing market's imploding right now. We're already down nationally. The Federal Reserve publishes these numbers on the same percentage basis as what the entire nation lost in 2008 during the GFC. As we go through these stories, I want to bring up a couple of comments that I read, and this shows the true nature of the human mindset. We had a story yesterday about the Iraqi dinar, and I talked about how it is going up in value versus the dollar based on what the central bank is announcing its value at. The central bank has said it used to be worth this much. It took this many dinars to buy one US or took this many dinars or $1 to buy this many dinars. Now it takes $1 and you only get this many dinars. They're actually raising the value. And I had two comments. One was that someone said, you honestly expect me to believe that the value is worth more than what all of these exchanges around the world say it is? And my answer to that person was, well, the US Treasury has stated for decades and decades that an ounce of gold is only worth $35 on the government books. So yes, I am telling you that central bank is stating a different number than the exchanges are. Then someone else came up and said, you give no reason why it's going up. And I said, I just read a news story that states that the central bank is giving it a new dollar amount, new currency amount, new value. And other countries are listening to that value and ignoring what's going on out in the exchanges and doing trade based off of that value. You see, this is two great examples of people that think they're in the know. They think they're intelligent. They're watching things in the alternative media to try and educate themselves, but they have zero clue what's going on in the real world. Those people might as well be working on Wall Street. Think about the stories that I'm about to read you. Analysts that are always wrong. How many of you have seen this in the recent past? In the last 3 years, I keep reporting on analysts' expectations and how they will be wrong and then how they are wrong. They have no clue. Yet even these people esteem themselves because of based on their education, their jobs, their positions in life, the kind of car they drive. This is why we have crashes. It's not a bunch of people, even though there's a massive group of people that run around the world being completely oblivious to capital markets and how equity markets work, right? You also have an educated class of educated idiots. That is really what's happening. And these two stories are going to explain that better and better. Now, what we're doing today for 24 hours is we're doing an 80% flash sale on the real estate crash course. It's down below if you want to check it out. But later today, I'm going to be doing a video showing you multiple charts of showing you exactly where we are in this real estate cycle compared to 2008. And it will destroy the mainstream narrative. And it proves that not only homes have gone down very steeply, we're around between 8 and 10% now nationally in price on homes. But it's going to show you exactly where we are in how many homes we have, that there is no housing crisis as far as a shortage, and it's going to show you the truth about the housing market and how many buyers we actually have. So please take a look at that. Now, the first story we have is regarding the GDP, and then we're going to talk about the effects of it because it is massive. So today, the GDP numbers, gross domestic product, just came out. The U.S. economy started the year much slower than expected. So it's still a positive number. And you have to understand that the only positive about the GDP right now is the amount of money that the government is pushing into the worldwide war machine, coupled with the government's ambitious plans to build a bunch of factories over here and warehouses to take manufacturing back from countries like Taiwan because they know that China's about to invade Taiwan. And it's getting close, and they're trying to bring microchip processor building capabilities here. They're racing. They don't have the factories finished. They don't have workers for their factories. And it's still going to, even though you think those are a lot of jobs, it will pale in comparison to the amount of jobs that are being lost at record paces right now all across the country as the government lies to you about the numbers. And how they're lying to you is they're omitting facts, or they're changing the metrics. Very simply, they're saying, hey, you know what? We're going to count a job that's under 40 hours or even under 30 hours as a full-time job. So they are omitting facts or the truth. And you will find this out in a couple of years. I try my hardest to show people the truth, but it's really hard to get them to understand the truth. Type one if you agree with that or you understand what I'm talking about. So the U.S. economy slowed. It says here, and this is why, everything is falling in value today. Quants and algos are trading this downwards right now, and the dollar is stronger today. Regardless of where the dollar is going in the future, which I believe is a slow death based on inflation, which the Federal Reserve tells you, they will continue to devalue your currency at their goal of just a mere 2% a year. That's why homes always seem to go up on the long-term chart. That's why gold and silver on a long-term chart do go up. We're talking decades and decades, because what's happening is the central bank is slowly, slowly robbing and destroying you through the absence of your purchasing power. That's why over time it says, look, in the 50s, the minimum wage was X. Now it's X times five. It's because it is always going up, but it will never go up enough for you to gain purchasing power. It's a big deal. Type two, if you understand that. Type three, if you don't, because I want to see if people truly don't. And it's not an embarrassing moment. If you don't understand, you're like, what is he talking about? Because people are completely deceived through sorcery, quite frankly, of something called the wealth effect. And they are fooled into thinking that they're rich when, because my house went up over the last 20 years, but compared to how much you used to make back then and how much your home costs, compared to how much you make now and how much your home is worth, knowing that if you sell it, you have to sell it to someone that their wages have not gone up that much either, it's slowly destroying you and bringing you into poverty. This is a very serious situation. And my job, and I'm going to be honest with you, I gave it to myself one day, when you start to realize something and you go, how can I help this world? We need to make the middle class rich again. We're talking richer than what we were a couple years ago. I'm talking about richer than we were back in 2005. How do we do that? We get people out of debt. We get them starting businesses, enterprises, and then they become the bank. This is what the government fears the most. Because if you are wealthy, and I want you to say it out loud as I'm saying it right now, I will be rich. Say it out loud, because as you say it and confirm it and you keep saying it, no matter where you are in your circumstances, in your life, things will start to manifest. And I need you to understand how important it is that your country needs you to have more wealth. We need the wealth taken out of the government class, the elite class, and we need it put into the hands of the masses. Because that is the true power. The government wants you scared, and they want you weak. They want you poor. They want you weak-minded. If we can strengthen our minds and our spirits right now, we will win. Our country was founded on amazing people that had strong wills, spirits. They were warriors. Today, we have a class of weaklings. We need to either smack them in the face or they can go sit in the corner and let the big boys and girls take this country back. And the first way we do it is through money. That's what governments do. The first wave of a war is economics. We starve Japan into coming and attacking us so then we can attack back. People need to understand how serious this is. The first wave of a war is economic. And right now we are all in a war. We are in a class war. And the government is trying to put us between a class war and a race war. And I do not accept it. Here we go. Amid U.S. job growth above forecasts and accelerating inflation and U.S. economy in the first quarter of this year slowed more than expected. A news release from the Bureau of Economic Analysts out Thursday showed that U.S. real gross domestic product rose at an annualized rate of 1.6%. That's less than the forecast of 2.5%. The advance estimate for the first quarter shows real GDP had continued to slow. Real GDP rose at an annualized rate of 4.9% in the third quarter of 2023 before rising at a cooler annualized rate of 3.4% in the fourth quarter. Overall, U.S. economic activity remains resilient. I do not believe that. I'm going to stop there right now. It is not resilient. We have massive layoffs combined. 2023, and we had the FDIC in July announce that they were completely insolvent, and then we saw in August, September, October, the big bank CEOs go to Congress and whine that they don't have what it takes to hold back a little bit more in reserves or to pay the added FDIC insurance. We are in the greatest collapse since the crash of 29. Please understand that. If you don't, and you want to throw a tamper tantrum and say that this guy that could barely read, honestly, because I barely made it through high school. These are facts, just like the facts I read off of the headlines, shouldn't be doing this. You need to probably just go sit in the corner. Because this country wasn't founded on academics that made this country great. It was built on the heroics and the strong backs of great men and women that knew it was their position to take up the mantle to help build this country into what it is now. Well, what it used to be, actually. So this isn't a resilient economy. It's being propped up right now by the greatest money printing scheme in the history of the United States. We're about to see a moment where the government is printing $1 trillion a month, because right now they're printing $1 trillion every 90 days, 100 days, just to prop this up. They're salting it with debt forgiveness. They are paying people to be homeless. They are encouraging people to not work. I have family members that they live for their checks from the government, and it causes them and they desire to not work because they are in fear if they work too much, like in disability and things like that, the government will take away some of their or all of their benefits. You see, the government is encouraging you to be a pauper. They're encouraging you to be a serf. We need to bring those words back again and show people their true meaning, because what they're doing, they've already built a slave class. Now they're building a truly poor mindset, dumbed down environment for people to just feel comfortable in. Please understand how big of a deal this is. So we don't have to go around with the GDP, because quite frankly, I think most of it is a straight up stinking lie. Do you agree with that? So now we're going to move to the next story. A result of the GDP being not as stellar as they want. And it's something that I've told you is going to destroy, it already is, destroy the housing market. And if you want to learn more about this housing cycle, I'll bet you, you go take this course for $199. It will absolutely change things inside of you. I've already seen it with my students for the last year and a half. I'm teaching something that nobody else teaches. And it will destroy the narrative that you built in your mind based on what the media built. Look, I want people to become wealthy. The only way you become wealthy is you change your mindset. That's the first focus. And you start getting ready to attack this real estate crash. So this story is about the 10-year bond. The 10-year bond has been going up regardless of what the Federal Reserve does. See, the Federal Reserve is only in charge at a certain point. And then the free market wakes up and goes, oh, I'm not going to loan the government money. I'm not going to loan a business money at these rates today. You guys have got to be high. So the Federal Reserve can start the cycle of rising or lowering rates. But truly, the free market takes over. And Jerome Powell said it himself last September. We don't even have to raise rates anymore. The bond market's doing it for us. Well, today, the 10-year yield exploded higher on this data. It says the 10-year, and this is out of CNBC, 10-year Treasury yield leaps to its highest level in more than 5 months after GDP report. The U.S. Treasury yields rose on Thursday morning after the first quarter GDP report showed slowing growth and rising consumer prices. The benchmark 10-year yield climbed 5 basis points to 4.706, hitting its highest level since November 2nd of last year. The 2-year Treasury yield rose about 6 basis points to 4.995%. A basis point is equal to 0.1 percentage point. So here's the deal. Today, people that wanted to buy a house just are calling their broker and figuring out, oh crap, I cannot afford my home. Mortgage yields just exploded higher. They're going to dip down a little bit here pretty soon, and then they're going to explode much higher. You're about to see mortgage rates well into the double digits. And this is the greatest thing for me and all of my students, because we're about to go crush it. You see, the world is under a very serious, not the world, the nation is under a very serious illusion. They think houses just always go fools, actually not fools, manipulators that are lying to you, like Dave Ramsey and Barbara Corcoran. You know, let me tell you something. It's funny. CNBC loves to host these people because they're cheerleaders for a big scheme. You want to see to hear the biggest Ponzi scheme? See, I use affiliate links and I advertise for companies and I make money off of products that I truly believe in, that I like, right? Or I sell courses knowing that my goal is to change someone's life, to get their perception shifted just enough to where they act just a little bit different and then they become wealthy, right? That's my job as an educator. Here's the deal. People don't even know that cheerleaders like Barbara Corcoran and Dave Ramsey, they're making billions of dollars, literally, selling you the idea that real estate always goes up, that the stock market always goes up, knowing this is the truth, that people live under a normalcy bias, and most people don't even remember the pain that they went through in 2008. They don't remember the pain they went through in 2001. A normal 7 to 10 year economic cycle. They understand this very true fundamental fact of human nature, that the brain has a way of pushing out bad things and retaining good memories. We all have that. It's built into the human spirit because without it, without humans being ultimately more optimistic than pessimistic, it is what keeps the human race going. They understand this very serious fundamental fact, and they are using it to take advantage of you. People like Barbara Corcoran, oh, the queen of real estate. She's so great. She's telling you how real estate's going to skyrocket. Please use my agents. She has a referral network out there. She charges real estate agents. I believe it's $250,000 is the first tier to become, and there's a real estate agent in my old hometown that is, and will sit with her in a car and film a very short commercial for all of her social medias saying that Barbara Corcoran agrees with what Lindsay says, but people don't know that Lindsay paid her $250,000 to say that, and she's on her list of verified agents. What happens if Barbara Corcoran comes on the news and says, yeah, not only have we already lost, we've already dipped more than, right at the Great Recession numbers for national home prices have dipped. It's going to get a lot worse. Do you think real estate agents are going to be lining up to pay her $250,000 a pop to say that? No. See, these are all made up things. Barbara doesn't know Lindsay. Barbara doesn't know Jim. Barbara doesn't know Sally. Barbara knows that the money's coming in. She sits with her for a photo op and then she smiles and she says, "This is my girl." She knows what she's talking about. He knows what he's talking about. It's just like Dave Ramsey going on a rant telling all of us that we're idiots and that he's been doing this for 40 years. He's been a real estate agent. He's got his degree in real estate agency, but he forgets all the times that he told everyone he was living in his car. So at one moment he's bragging to you, the other moment he's telling you, he's trying to get your sympathy, he lived in a car, he's just like you, but he's not. And at the end of the rant, he's all, "Now go out, don't listen to everybody talking negative about the housing market and go use trusted affiliates," when this is the truth. Every time you use one of his real estate agents to buy or sell a home, he gets 20% of that agent's commission. Well, I can't actually say the real number. I apologize. I don't know the exact number because I don't know the contracts. But normally, that's what a real estate agent charges. And that's why he likes to brag that he's a real estate agent. I let my license lapse. I was a horrible real estate agent. I'm a better investor than a real estate agent because I think like an investor. I don't think like a salesperson. See, a salesperson is always trying to get you to buy because that's how they survive. I'm going to do a video later today that I believe is very important. It comes out like around 2 o'clock Pacific. And I'm going to show you through charts, through real government statistics, not only how houses are already crashing in price, I don't care what CNBC is telling you, but also I'm showing you that there's a total myth and a total lie that there's not enough homes. What you have is not enough buyers right now because the amount of homes, the inventory out there is just like what we saw in 2008. But here's the sad thing. Home sales are exactly where they were in 2008. And if you see what happened the 3 years prior to 08, and you see what happened to the 3 years prior to what where we are right now, your mouth will drop. And I'm going to paint a picture and show you. I'm going to prove to you. I'm one of the only people out there doing this. And I know I don't do real fancy editing. I don't show up in a suit. You want to know why? This is the truth. This is going to be my success story. I want a certain type of personality of listener. I want a certain mentality of subscriber. People that don't esteem their education, but they esteem or understand how valuable their wisdom is. Because I want people that are going to charge the mound. I want people that are going to be prepared and not scared. I don't care if somebody goes and buys a house and can go brag to their neighbors about how fancy their house is compared to someone else. I don't care about that type of personality. I want people that are going to possibly never believe in themselves, but believe in something bigger than themselves. And when this happens, they're buying 20, 50, 100 homes, and then they're selling them back or renting them to people and being good landlords or becoming a good bank. And they're going to give people honest interest, honest rent. See, the Lord abhors uneven scales. And that's something I've always been afraid of. That's why I don't charge a lot for my courses. There's your scheme. People tell me all the time, you could charge $1,000, $10,000 because they're going to get a good student's going to get 10 times more value. I can't do it. Okay? So today I'm running a 24-hour sale. It's 80% off of $1,000. There's my scheme. I'm the worst salesman ever. But here's the great news. I know I'm a darn good teacher, and I'm waking people up that barely made it through high school, and I have got students that have 900 units, and they're all saying the same thing. I see it different now, and that's my job. My job is to show you the truth, lift the veil, expose the lies, and then say, okay, now, if we do this, this, and this, we will make the middle class rich again. That's how we take back our economy. That's how we take back our government. The first wave is a financial war, and we're in it. So what side do you want to be on? The side that's making money? And put it down there, hashtag money. Or do you want to be a pauper or a poor person? Hashtag poor below. The vote is yours, but you have to say it out loud and you got to start walking towards that goal. And that's what we're going to do here as Ninja Nation. A group of people around the world that are prepared, not scared. I don't care about your education. I don't care what you look like. I don't care how skinny you are, how fat you are. I don't care what color you are. I care about your heart. And that is how we're ultimately going to destroy these morons. that have esteemed themselves and built themselves up to this ivory tower, or let's say this emerald city. Now we're pulling the drapes back and we're going to look at the little man that's pulling the strings, and he's going to be destroyed. I hope you got something out of this. The Economic Ninja is out.